Before we begin wudu, one should say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Because the Messenger ﷺ has emphasized that if anyone makes wudu after taking Allah's name, that is saying Bismillah, it becomes a means of purity for all his limbs. And if he makes wudu without saying Bismillah, then only those limbs will be purified that have been washed. So then we are deprived of the full benefit of Bismillah. And you know, Bismillah doesn't take much effort. You don't take much time. It's a small deed, but it's a means of external and internal purity and light. And sometimes we are careless and we are deprived ourselves of this. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if a person recites Bismillah and makes wudu, when he washes his face, the minor sins committed through the face are washed away. We only see that it is clean, but we don't see, and we cannot see what the Prophet ﷺ saw. The Prophet ﷺ said, I see that when you wash your face, the minor sins done by it are also washed away. When you wash your hands, the minor sins done by the hands are washed off. When you wipe your head, your sins by the head are washed off. When you wipe your ears, your sins by your ears are washed away. When you wash your feet, the sins to which your feet took you, Allah forgives that. And when a person completes his wudu, he is purified of sin. So the sin that is mentioned in this narration are the minor sins. The major sins are not forgiven without tawbah. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, إِن تَجْتَنِبُوا كَبَائِرَ مَا تُنْهَوْنَ عَنْهُ نُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَنُدْخِلْكُمْ مُدْخَلًا كَرِيمًا. If you shun the major sins which you are forbidden, then we shall acquit you of your evil deeds and shall admit you into the noble admittance, paradise. So the evil deeds are the minor sins and the noble admittance is to Jannah. إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Good deeds will drive away evil deeds. For instance, if one commits a minor sin and makes wudu after that, then that sin is forgiven. When a person walks to the masjid, then every step a minor sin is forgiven. While he offers salah, every step a minor sin is forgiven. So when one takes Allah's name and makes wudu in completion of the command of Allah and the Prophet ﷺ sunnah, then not only does he become clean, his limbs, but also outwardly, but inwardly also. كُلُّ أَمْرٍ ذِبَالٍ لَا يُبْدَأْ فِيهِ بِبِسْمِ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ أَقْطَعْ. Every important work of the world or the year after, if it is not begun with Bismillah, then it remains incomplete. It is of no consequences in Allah's sight. And if the same work is done with Bismillah, then Allah will bless that work. There will be blessings in our deen and our worldly affairs. And why is that? We do not see the difference in our worldly deeds, but the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the task is incomplete. And sometimes Bismillah is given so much importance that a task done without reciting it is disregarded. For example, if one intentionally does not recite Bismillah on slaughtering a lawful animal, on the face of it, there is no difference to the end result. Blood is shed. وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا مِمَّا لَمْ يُذْكَرِ اسْمُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَإِنَّهُ لَفِسْقٍ. And eat not that flesh over which Allah's name has not been pronounced, for that is surely sinful. Thus, to eat such an animal is sinful. It is as sinful as consuming wine and pork and committing adultery. Only the name of Allah was not called over it. So someone may say that, you know, reciting Bismillah does not change the animal in any way. Allah calls the attention of man to the fact that by asking man to recite Bismillah, we are to realize that the animal also has a life. It was created by Allah. The animal does not like to be wounded or slaughtered as no living person would want. It wants to live on. If man is subjected to such treatment, he will shout, this is cruel. So, you know, why do you run the knife on Allah's creation and eat its flesh? Do you not realize that you slaughter it to satisfy your appetite? So the only one reason is, why is it allowed? The Creator has created the animal for another species of his creation. Allah had created the goat, the sheep, the ram, the cow, the camel for man. They are created for man, and man slaughters them every day and eats their flesh, so no one regards this as cruel. Allah is the one who created for you all that is in the earth. So it's lawful for you to slaughter an animal, eat its flesh. However, you must first take the name of Allah. Bismillah. It is a confession. When you recite Bismillah, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, before sacrificing the animal, it's not a charm that you cast, but it is a confession that you are affirming that Allah is the greatest and that He alone determines the purpose for which items are created. And you are slaughtering the animal. After this confession, the animal is lawful to you. But if you show neglect and not affirm the blessing of Allah before slaughtering the animal, then you have not fulfilled the condition and the animal remains unlawful. It's like carrion. Although you've shed the blood and the, you know, doctors may say the flesh is healthy, but the dua, the Quranic Kareem declares this as carrion. Bismillah also discloses the fact that Allah created the animal for you. The flesh is lawful to you, but you know, you could have subsisted on leaves and vegetables and on the produce of the earth, but merely to let you have a better taste of nutrition, Allah created a large creation and gave you permission that you may slaughter it and satisfy your hunger. And after slaughtering it, you still get the reward of having fulfilled the reward of the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person who recites Bismillah before slaughtering an animal therefore admits two things. Admits that Allah alone has made animals lawful to him, otherwise he has no right to slaughter another living being like that. And he acknowledges the greatness and the power of Almighty Allah. He also admits that Allah has not made the animal lawful to him without reason. Allah made it lawful to show that man is created for a purpose which he has to fulfill. And when we say Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, before slaughtering an animal, we actually acknowledge two things. That we comprehend two things. If we do that, then we know it will be a means of guidance for us. So this is the philosophy and this is the reasoning behind the Bismillah that we recite when slaughtering an animal, and the Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, Bismillah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, before we perform wudu.